WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. For the first time, Russia has used its veto powers to block a UN resolution to renew monitoring for North Korea's nuclear program. Ambassador Robert Wood says Russia bears the blame for raising the nuclear threat.
Moscow has undermined the prospect of a peaceful, diplomatic resolution of one of the world's most dangerous nuclear proliferation issues.
China abstained from the vote. The NTSB is interviewing crew members of the cargo ship that crashed into the Key Bridge in Baltimore, causing it to collapse, and reviewing the vessel's recorders. The Unified Command says it's conducting environmental testing, and so far, hazardous containers on the ship, including chemicals for soap and perfume products, don't pose a threat. On New York's Long Island, Donald Trump attended the wake of NYPD officer Jonathan Diller today. He was fatally shot in the line of duty this week. Former FTX CEO Sam Bankman-Fried sentenced to 25 years in prison for defrauding customers of $8 billion. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
Tuition at the University of Wisconsin-Madison and other campuses in the system would increase by 3.75% next school year under a recommendation announced by UW President Jay Rothman on Thursday. That proposal is up for a vote of approval by the UW Board of Regents on April 4th. If approved, it would be the second year in a row tuition increases after a 10-year tuition freeze was lifted by the legislature. Last year, tuition went up 4.2% on average. Rothman argued that even with the increase, which tracks with inflation, the UW is the most affordable in the Midwest. With the increase, the proposed undergraduate tuition and fees to attend UW-Madison would be $11,604 in the fall. It's less at the branch campuses. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For the rest of today, sunshine and temperatures in the mid-40s. Clear tonight, 25. Mostly sunny and a bit warmer on Friday with a high near 53. Some showers and storms Friday night, lows in the mid-30s. For Saturday, becoming mostly sunny with a high near 55 degrees. If you're looking for a new place to live, stay, shop, or play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 45 degrees right now. 99.7.
80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Easter weekend, just a couple of days from now. 2 days, one more day. Then we get to go and find our Easter baskets. I found my Easter basket in some strange places over the years. How about you? Where have you found your Easter basket? Text it in. Our text line is open, 355-9970.
FM. Max FM Sports.
The Bucks look to bounce back from their double overtime loss to the Lakers with a trip to New Orleans to face the Pelicans. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Bucks record at 46-26 is 2 games better than the Pelicans entering play tonight. Brewers opener in New York today pushed back to tomorrow after the forecast called for rain all day on the East Coast. Braves and Phillies also moving their opener to tomorrow. NCAA Sweet 16 tips off with 4 games tonight in the East. UConn takes on San Diego State. Iowa State versus Illinois. In the West, it's Arizona against Clemson. Alabama takes on North Carolina. Marquette Golden Eagles arrived in Dallas yesterday. They'll work out this afternoon before facing North Carolina State in the regional semifinals. And in this crazy world of transfer portal movement, Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey lost his son Patrick to the portal yesterday. Patrick McCaffrey averaged nearly 9 points and 3 rebounds in 31 games for the Hawkeyes this past season. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
80s, 90s, and more.
Clever. Did you stay up all night writing that?
99.7 Max FM.
Come out, Virginia. Don't let me wait. You got the liquor, start much too late. All the sooner or later, it comes down to fate. Will be the one. Well, they showed you a statue, told you to pray. They built you a temple and locked you away. Ah, but they never told you the price that you pay. The things that you might have done. Only the good die young. Send up a signal, I'll throw you the line. The stained glass curtain you're hiding behind never lets in the sun. Darling, only the good die young. Whoa, 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 whoa. I tell you, only the good die young. Only the good die young. You got a nice white dress and a party on your confirmation. Better, but I say it ain't. I'd rather laugh with the sinners and cry with the saints. The sinners are much more fun. You know that only the good die young.
80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. You've got another chance to win with our Ride into Spring statewide text to win contest tomorrow, the last day of the contest. And be listening right here starting at 7 a.m. for your next keyword to text with Maddie in the morning. Maddie's going to give you that keyword when she gives it to you. Enter it in on the Civic Media app for your chance to win a Chula Vista overnight stay, some bicycles, and more with our grand prizes. 7, 10, 1, and 3 tomorrow on Max FM.
Bloom. Animals strike curious poses.
90s, and more.
Oh, wonderful!
99.7 Max FM.
.97 Max FM was talking about live music earlier and who you want to see this year. I would say my favorite concert of all time, these guys right here, Coldplay. They played this song and I was so happy I started crying. Have you ever had that happen to you before? Sky Full of Stars is on Max FM.
Cause you're a sky full of stars. I'm gonna give you my heart. You're a sky, cause you're a sky full of stars. Cause you light up the path. I don't care, go on and tear me apart.
empty streets you used to walk along with me. And every step I take reminds me of just how we used to be.
'90s and more, 99.7 Max FM, as we get through this workday, 50-minute music hour continuing on. Lots to get to as we head into the weekend. It's opening day today for the entire Major League Baseball League. I didn't say that right. Major League Baseball. It's opening day. You know what I mean. The Brewers aren't going to start today, though. Their opening day will be tomorrow, as their game against the Mets was postponed due to bad weather they're having out in New York City. So, New York Mets, Brewers, first game of the year tomorrow, and then opening day at American Family Field is Tuesday, and I'm excited for that. It should be an interesting year. I have no idea what to expect with this team. What about you? What do you think the team is going to do this year? Do you have any predictions? Do you not care, and you just cheer for the bratwurst during the sausage race? Because that sometimes is how I feel as well. Well, Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin-Dells text line is open. 355-9970. Maybe the chorizo instead. I was always an Italian sausage guy, both eating and cheering during the sausage race. 355-9970. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin-Dells text line. We'll check your forecast next as we finish up the workday here on Max FM.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hi, Mary here at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch. We have the Italian chopped salad on our salad bar. It has romaine, red peppers, black olives, pepperoncinis, shaved parmesan, old world pepperoni, and top it with our Italian herb dressing. It is so good. Come on in and try it.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Pizza Ranch. There's a number of great Easter egg hunts for the kiddos all across the area for this Easter weekend. Prairie du Sac Fire Department is going to be hosting their Easter egg hunt and 5K run walk. This will be happening on Saturday, March 30th at Marion Park. $20 if you pre-register, $25 if you register the day of, and that is for the 5K run walk. The Easter egg hunt is a free event, weather permitting, will start at 10 a.m. You can go to pdsfire.com or check out their Facebook page for more details. The Portage Lions Club will also be hosting their Easter egg hunt that same day. This will be on the John Muir and Woodridge School grounds. Thousands of foil-wrapped chocolates will be on the grounds. The hunt will start promptly at 10 a.m. Children will split into the following age groups: 1 to 3 years old, 4 to 6, 7 to 8, and 9 to 11-year-olds. The Easter Bunny, along with Leo the Lion, will be on site for photo opportunities. Bring along a sack or basket to collect some sweet treats, and in the case of poor weather, the Lions will pass out eggs on the curbside. Again, this is going to be on Saturday, 10 a.m. until 10:30, and it's from the Portage Lions Club. And the Easter Bunny will continue to stay busy as they'll be heading over to Roxbury on Saturday at 1 p.m. St. Norbert's Church in Roxbury. The Easter egg hunt will happen rain, snow, or shine for this one. There's also going to be live bunnies. Bring your camera for a picture with the Easter Bunny. And, of course, the traditional Easter egg hunt will have treat bags courtesy of the Knights of Columbus. All are welcome. Again, this one is happening at St. Norbert's Church in Roxbury. Again, these are just a few of the many Easter-related events happening around the area. Many businesses will also have some as well. Check out the Area Chamber of Commerce website for more details or individual businesses for their specials and deals.
It's time to ride into spring by listening to this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday at 7, 10, 1, and 3 for your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway in this statewide contest. Plus, every contest entry is in to win one of two grand prizes that include new bicycles, outdoor patio furniture, and a portable smoothie bullet blender with a total value of over $1,000.
It's Maddie Jones. Remember to listen every weekday at 7, 10, 1, and 3 for your chance to win on 99.7 Max FM.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
Max FM weather sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, a low in the mid-20s. Increasing clouds for tomorrow, chance of a shower by tomorrow night, a high in the mid-50s. Then a partly sunny day and a high close to 55 Saturday. Another slight rain chance as we look on into Sunday, better rain chances Monday. Think you need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now it's 45.
99.7.
You flying, crying.
90s, and more.
Are you sure this is legal?
99.7 Max FM. We'll be right back.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Like time standing still.